Greetings. This is the Stu Peters Show. Stu is out on a business trip. He's got an event. So they are graciously trusting me to hold the fort. They may come to regret that. I don't know. I am Ryan Dawson. I am hated by the ADL, the SPLC, Canary Mission, all the right psychopaths. Got a good show today talking about God's chosen lunatics. I know you probably want me to go over the Epstein files, and I will be. But let me ask you this. Will it really move the needle to know that the donor class that acts as the progenitor of political bribes is out there having sex with minors? Some groomed, some kidnapped. Is that going to move the needle? Trump had a long friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, but do you know what's more disturbing? What's more twisted? His relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu. The moment he pulled the chair out for the Antichrist, it was over. These people are not just molesting children. They are murdering them. They are murdering whole families. And when you look at who wants to brush past the Epstein case, just, oh, put that in the past. It doesn't matter. It's the same people who want to bomb Iran. Huh. What a coincidence. It's the same people murdering babies and then dressing up in their dead mother's lingerie. Yeah, those psychos. It's the same Jewish supremacists, some of whom call themselves Christian, who are supporting mass starvation of innocent people. It is the inverse of Christ. Christ fed the masses. Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Christ blessed the peacemakers. So what would the Antichrist do? Everything that Netanyahu has done. Slaughter your neighbors, starve the masses, create endless war, and lie, and lie, and lie, until suddenly you're the victim. And I tell you, if you know anyone who is still supporting the state of Israel in the current year, we're talking about truly demonic people. Take it away, Chuck.
If you're still supporting Israel in the year 2025, there's something seriously wrong with you as a person. You do not have a normal, healthy sense of empathy and morality. It's 2025. Israeli soldiers are telling the Israeli press that they're being ordered to massacre starving children trying to obtain food from aid centers. People by the thousands are leaving evangelical churches. More than any time in our nation's history. And a lot of it, if not most of it, has to do with they are sick and tired of their evangelical pastors and churches supporting genocide against the Palestinian people. They're sick of it. Jesus said the peacemakers are blessed. Not the people who support Israel. That's not what Jesus said. Did he? I dare you to find one verse of scripture where Jesus said, bless Israel and you'll be blessed. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. How many of you have seen the videos of the atrocities in Gaza and the West Bank that our taxpayer dollars are financing? Our government representatives in Congress are facilitating, and our president is waging in the Middle East. You don't have to raise your hand. But have you seen the live feed videos coming out of those locations? Have you seen the bodies of the little babies blown apart? Have you seen the families in their entirety, entire families of maybe 15 or 20 wiped out. Have you seen the reports of the medical doctors? Have you seen the video coming out of the hospitals? The Western media has done their best to hide from the American people the atrocities of the Gaza genocide. But the videos are there online via the internet for all to see.
He's right. Blessed are the peacemakers. Ted Cruz thinks you have to bless the J-dams. Because Ted Cruz, who isn't a Christian, quotes the Old Testament. He doesn't even know what verse.
The Ayatollah is a religious zealot. He is a lunatic, but a particularly dangerous kind of lunatic, because he's driven by religious fervor. Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel.
That closet homosexual just wants money from AIPAC, and he gets it. He doesn't care about demonic Israelis shooting people trying to get food. Cruz came back later and said, oh, it's the book of Numbers, Numbers 24. He learned a thing. Probably use a search engine. He's going to take the word of Balaam, a general doing animal sacrifices in the woods, over Jesus Christ. Okay. The book of Numbers continues. You can pop open if you like 31, 17 through 18, and I'll quote it. This is quoting Moses. Now kill all the boys and kill every woman who has slept with a man, but save for yourselves every girl who has never slept with a man. What kind of sick freak commands the execution of children and their mothers aside from those they want to rape? Moses does, spiritual leader of the Jews. It's no wonder why and how the modern state of Israel is the way it is. They worship a genocidal maniac who, along with his prophets, commands extermination, rape, and theft. It's in its most modern iteration. Of course, screaming in pain as they beat you, they're the victims. They're perpetual victims. If you call them out on blowing up hospitals and blowing up churches and mosques, well, you're just anti-Semitic. Maybe you're anti-cinematic. Was it anti-symmetry? What is it again? Anti-semantics? We have a test for it. Give yourself a point for each case that holds true for you. You might be an anti-Semite. If you don't support home demolitions to make way for the self-proclaimed chosen race of God, you might be an anti-Semite. If you don't support the unholy rabbi selling his daughter's dildos, you might be an anti-Semite. If you don't support the IDF assassinating helpless people in hospital beds, you might be an anti-Semite. If you object to having your name written on a bomb that will likely fly through someone's home, you might be an anti-Semite. If you think it's wrong to block food trucks from delivering aid to the people the Israelis are starving to death, you might be an anti-Semite. If you object to sending $10 million a day so that Israel can annex land and do ethnic cleansing, you might be an anti-Semite. If you doubt that 400 women were shot in the genitalia and their breasts were chopped off so that Hamas could play football with them,
400 women shot in the genitals, their breasts cut off as terrorists played with their bloody breasts like a football. Glory, hallelujah!
Next to the decapitated babies hanging on a clothing line, you might be an anti-Semite. If you think babies killed in their own homes by the Israeli Air Force were innocent, you might be an anti-Semite. If you don't support Jews from Brooklyn having the God-given right to move into someone else's living room and take over their home, you might be an anti-Semite. If you are not a chosen one and think that you have a right to your life or your organs after you are murdered, you might be an anti-Semite.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little anti-semi-automatic after that one. Listen, don't try to find the good in these people, for there is none there. It's not as if they don't know. It's not like, oh, if you could only show them this and that information, they'd change their evil ways. Every single Israeli knows. They all know what they're doing and have been doing to Palestinians. They don't care. They kill them because they want to, because they're evil. That's it. God's a real estate agent. Divine blessing for genocide, extermination. They torture. They rape. They think it's heroic to rape prisoners. There is not a redeeming quality among them. And this is not a leadership problem. This is not just a Satan Yahoo problem, the literal Antichrist. It is a societal level problem in Israel from the top down. It is normal Israelis blocking food trucks from entering Gaza. It is regular Israeli citizens having barbecues as people are starving to death, just so the Palestinians can, you know, smell them with their excess and their meat and whatnot. They relish it. They love it. It's not only that they torture and murder and steal. It's that they delight in it. They don't try to hide it. Even America at its worst with Abu Ghraib, where they're secretly torturing people, they understood they had to at least hide that from the American public, because if it was discovered, there would be outrage. But when the Israelis are torturing and raping prisoners, they have the full support of the Israeli public. They not only don't have to hide it, they can brag about it. Don't ever go into an Israeli telegram. It is the most sadistic. It is unfathomable that people can be this evil. And anybody supporting this wholesale slaughter of a civilization, watching people wither into bones, mothers watching their children die or going to get food and coming back and the Israelis have bombed the house or bombed the tent, more like it, burning people alive, snipers shooting people for sport. It is indefensible. But there are people like, well, I'm a Jew. So yeah. That level of tribalism, that's not an excuse. Oh, that's on my team. They look like me. They worship like me. Uh-uh. Everybody knows murdering innocent children is wrong. There is no wrong or right to these people. It's whatever you can get away with. Truth is pragmatism. There is no moral compass at all. They will do whatever they can get away with. There are people kvetching about having to run to a bomb shelter. Well, you have a bomb shelter and you had to run to it because you bombed someone else first. You attacked Iran, then they attacked you back. The apartments you blew up in Lebanon, they didn't have a bomb shelter. The people you slaughtered in the West Bank and Gaza or Syria, they didn't have a bomb shelter. They just die. They have a complete, utter inability to put themselves in someone else's shoes, because they think you're dumb, goyim animal, that they're better than you. They're higher than you. You're not a real person to these people. And this is how the state can implement things like international human trafficking, child pedophilia, and serial rape. And it not only doesn't bother them, they get off on it. Let's listen to one of the Israeli byproducts and military intelligence asset, Jeffrey Epstein.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
The Attorney General briefed you on the DOJ and FBI review, the findings of that review. The Attorney General briefed you on
what? On the,
on the DOJ and FBI
on what?
Review.
On what subject?
Epstein. Okay. On Epstein. Of the review of the file. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
A very, very quick briefing.
What did she tell you about the review? And specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her, whatever she thinks is credible.
It's very interesting that Epstein's essentially taking the 5th. And several other amendments he threw in. When it came to whether or not Trump was around when Epstein was cavorting with girls under the age of 18. Now, even if Trump did not participate in the hanky-panky with little kids, it's still disgusting if he knew about it, that Epstein was doing it, and he didn't say anything. That's an accessory to a crime. And he wouldn't be alone there. That was just about everybody. He had a plane that they nicknamed Lolita Express after a novel of Lolita. They all knew what he was doing. That whole community in Palm Springs especially knew how many little kids were in and out of Jeffrey's house, in and out of Jeffrey's planes. And Donald Trump was best buds with this guy from about 1988 until around 2004. They hunted women together. They went to parties together. They flew in airplanes together. Trump knew what he was all about. Didn't bother him. They had fun chasing models around. Epstein liked to dip a little lower. And then it's very interesting for Trump to come around and say this is a hoax equivalent to Russiagate. Now, Russiagate is and was a hoax. Said that the whole time. But that is not the same thing as what Epstein and Maxwell did. Why is he trying to get out in front of this and saying the file is some Democrat hoax? There was already a 4-year period with Biden/Harris/Anthony Blinken in charge of the White House, and they didn't come out with these files. And it seems like if they really had condemning info on Trump, they would have come out with it, unless it's a case of mutual assured destruction, because they're all on the damn list. Now, either Trump is hiding it because he's part of it. He's hiding it because he's afraid if he comes out with it, they'll blow his head off. Or he's hiding it because he wants to use the list himself. Given the tight relationship they had, whether there was a blowout later or not, he's on the file. And it doesn't matter if he participated like some of the other people on our client list. This is the actual Epstein client list. And they don't want this out. There's a long list of perverts here and white collar criminals. And Trump, with the Kushners, has his own. Charles Kushner also set up honey traps of age, albeit, but it's prostitution. It's human trafficking. He used it. He went to jail. Still got rehired in the administration. A lot of people around Trump's inner circle are involved in organized crime, oligarchs, illegal, just about everything you can name. His former lawyer was Roy Cohen, little slime ball, slept with men. blackmail is part of the New York scene. Bribery is second nature in the Northeast, especially New Jersey, New York. It's just, you have to grease palms. That's how things get done. But no one's forcing you to hang out and be friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And if you're going to overlook his kitty fiddling, that's not something you can overlook. Any man, anybody, anybody in your family, yourself, if you're male, you're not ever going to have a friend that messes around with children. Ever. That's not something you can just overlook and go, oh, well, he's fun to hang out with. Other than that, Trump could do it. He did it. Why is he calling it a hoax? Why is he saying Democrats made this up? They didn't want to pursue it either. They never said they'd come out with a list or release any files, and they didn't. They never made any arrests on Biden's watch either. So what has he looked at that has him so spooked? Now, this leather binder where Trump's signature is used as pubic hair, I'd heard that before. Before the Wall Street Journal did this story, I'd already heard that story. So I believe it. That was around the leather binder. There's a lot of prominent names in that birthday book. And it's odd that the Wall Street Journal selectively is talking about Trump's little picture and signature and nobody else. And it's got them scared. And it's got the Israelis scared. Israeli officials coming out and saying, he wasn't Mossad. Oh, he wasn't an intelligence officer. He's an asset instead of an agent. They're just being, they're parsing their words. Wexner's an asset. He's not an agent. They have ways to put people on the payroll. Epstein was on Wexner's payroll, and not just as, oh, he was a client, he was his attorney privileges he gave him. It. All the gambit was, Epstein had majority of St. Thomas, majority of the Virgin Islands on his payroll. He's paying the first lady $200,000 a year. He got all manner of favors and tax breaks, and he would have his clients move money there where they wouldn't have to pay taxes. And then someone like Wexner would gift him a house or gift him, you know, two houses, one in Ohio, one in New York. He would pay him through gifts because he's saving him so much money on tax breaks. And it wasn't some genius, you know, super complex derivative of this and that. No, they just bribe the tax collectors and the legislators to change the rules so that that money wouldn't be taxed. He bought two islands in the Virgin Islands, Little St. James and Greater St. James. And he had an office in St. Thomas. And he had a heliport. Maxwell bought him a green helicopter to match his green massage table and his green dildos. And is obsessed with that. They did not have tunnels or submarines. That's just people trying to associate it to the Pizzagate stuff. Not everything connects like that. But they did have helicopters, and they ferried girls around. They used the Virgin Islands to get visas because the government could just say, oh, yeah, enroll them at the university. We'll give them student visas. They're not taking any classes. They're not really at university. Some of them hadn't even finished high school. But it was a way of him moving them around. Epstein also had to get a number of passports because every time he went to Israel, he could no longer go to other countries in the Middle East who will not let you in if you have been to Israel. So he'd get a fresh new U.S. passport. And he had trouble doing this. Two of his had been canceled. Now, if he was working for the CIA, they would have just had the DHS make him as many passports as needed. They would have given it to him. He wasn't working for the CIA. He was working for the Israelis. And this was a problem for him and his travels. He did not have a Saudi Arabian passport. That's been misreported. He had an Austrian passport with a Saudi Arabian address. Don't confuse it. He did work with Khashoggi, who was just as perverted as Epstein. They had the human toilet rape yachts where they would pee on young European women, step on their hair and scat fetish with them, make them eat bugs, humiliate them, spank them. You name it, they did it. These are the kind of sick freaks in that world. Trump bought his boat. What a coincidence. They say, well, they don't need to bribe politicians. You're right. They don't. AIPAC does that for them. But where's AIPAC getting its money? From Jewish supremacist billionaires, who in turn get a lot of their money from the state. They get government grants, they get tax breaks, they get favoritism. And all they have to do, they don't even have to create businesses. They can just buy existing successful businesses and be an ownership class over other people's work and creativity. Now they own it. It was already generating revenue before they bought it. And there's their revenue stream. And when you're getting loan favors, you have every financial advantage there is. And anyone else that behaved the way you did would go to jail. It's a two-tier system where the law is only enforced on one group and not on another. And that's the advantage. That's how you end up with the billionaire class, the donor class. And it's been like that since Lincoln, where you grease palms. The lobbies control the politicians. But the money for the lobbies are coming from billionaires. And that was Epstein's real client list. Dozens of billionaires. The Bronfmans, the Wexners. Wexner owned Abercrombie and Fitch with that sicko Mike Jeffries, who was molesting young men. Would have him at his little, he had his own freak-off parties. He'd shave their whole bodies, armpit hair, facial hair, and every other hair everywhere. He wanted them smooth. He gave them hot water enemas and something called liquid Viagra, whatever that is, with injections and forcing them to be the way he wanted. He had two other homosexuals in his crime ring, Matthew Smith and James Jacobson. He ended up with 16 counts of sex trafficking, 15 counts of interstate prostitution, whatever that is. I guess he crossed state lines with hookers. But his target was men. And again, picked by Les Wexner, hired by him, ran that branch. Wexner no longer owns Abercrombie, but he did for the majority of his life, sold it very recently. And it's because of this scandal. And they were abusing men in New York, England, France, Italy, St. Bart's, Spain. They had a lot of victims. And this is human trafficking. They got sued by a former model named David Bradbury. So he's the Virginia Roberts or the Denise George character in that story. But that's just another one, another modeling agency, very similar to Jean-Luc Brunel with MC Squared, where you use the modeling agency to recruit young girls, and I don't mean young women, I mean girls. And he would traffic them to Epstein. Epstein would traffic girls back to Brunel. He would, like, trading cards. Look at this one I found. I'm Ryan Dawson, filling in for Stu Peters. Stu Peters is away on business. Cut to commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk about the money involved in the Epstein saga.
The frightening thing is that it's far more dark than what anyone would imagine.
We can't have a legitimate conversation if we don't include Epstein's victims. So we did.
I was taken to New Mexico, New York, Paris. People think that it was government officials having sex with underage girls, which is obviously terrible. But what was going on there, it seems, was a lot deeper and a lot darker.
I sat down with Juliet Bryant, an alleged Epstein survivor, and asked her those very important questions. You don't want to miss her answers.
And what you need to realize is that the world is being run by very, very evil people, and they're liars.
The entire country, and really the entire world, have watched as the United States government, led by Donald Trump and his Jew paymasters, have vanquished the Epstein story from the official narrative. They say that it never happened. They say there was no client list. They say there was no blackmail. They say that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. And again, everyone is talking about this. How can we have a legitimate conversation about Jeffrey Epstein if we're not including his victims in that conversation? That's a question that I've been asking myself and my team lately. And the answer to that is, we can't.
And I also want to know where the victims are, because a lot of them have been found dead. Like my friend Virginia Gaffer was found dead. You know, and also Carolyn Adriano has been found dead. Ruslana, Lee Patrick, the list goes on. There are at least 7 Epstein victims who've been found dead.
That's a StuPeters.tv exclusive, which will air Friday, July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, StuPeters.tv, July 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern.
You have the Clarity bill. You have the Genius bill. You have the Stablecoin bill. All these bills are there to change the financial landscape of what is about to come. What are you doing right now to protect your money, your retirement, from all these CBDC-like systems that is already track, tracing, and controlling you? Even more so with the AI revolution that we're in right now. We've been talking about this for so long now, and we are effectively helping clients protect their money, secure their retirement, get out of red money, support your values, support America, and not this CBDC system. They mask it as ESG, they mask it as DEI, they mask it as all these things, but at the end of the day, it's all about track, trace, and control. Been a financial advisor for 20 years now. We know what we're doing, and we want to help God-fearing patriots secure their retirement. God bless. Click the link below if you would like to have a conversation.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them your hard-earned money. But there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
And we're back. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Stu Peters. He is away. He'll be back. They graciously allowed me to substitute for today's show. Let's get back to Epstein and the money. We're talking about nearly $1 billion in payouts to victims. As they say, oh, they were all trafficked to just him and there are no other clients. $807 million paid out in all the lawsuits when you add up the Deutsche Bank and JP Morgan cases, and then Prince Andrew and Leon Black on top of that. $807,800,000. 807.8. Then we find out just one bank, I believe it was in Belarus, but they said Russia because they don't know the difference. They're saying that through one Russian bank, there was 1.1 million in transactions for Jeffrey Epstein. Roll it.
Treasury's Epstein file details, Mr. President, 4,725 wire transfers. Let me repeat that. 4,725 wire transfers, adding up to nearly $1.1 billion flowing in and out of just one of Mr. Epstein's bank accounts. If you ask me, that is more than 4,000 potential lines of investigation right there. hundreds of millions more flowed through other accounts. That's even a lot more to investigate. The file shows that Mr. Epstein used multiple Russian banks, which are now under sanctions, to process payments related to sex trafficking.
Associates caused each adult member of the class to engage in a commercial sex act by means of force, fraud, or coercion. So there you have co-conspirators, and they're using force, fraud, and coercion for commercial sex acts. That means there are clients paying for these sex acts. On the facts now before the court, force and fraud likely would need to be proved on an individualized basis. The evidence before the court suggests that Epstein did not use a common act of force against the entire class. Some victims allege that they were kidnapped. Others allege that they were locked up. And one alleges that she was held at knife point. Here in this lawsuit, and this is why this is super important, you already have commercial sex acts, which proves clients, associates, that shows co-conspirators. They'll probably get away with it because of the sweetheart deal. And then you have force, fraud, and coercion, knife point, kidnapping, being locked away. If that happened even once to one other person, and they were forced to do this on behalf, you know, Epstein, you know, pushed them onto someone else in commercial sex acts, that is a client list. And that is more than what Trump admitted. This lawsuit is ongoing. It will go to trial. That was determined last March of this year. Not all these trials are done. This has not gone away. This is not a dead case. The Stacey Plaskett case is going on now. Another case from the Virgin Islands is going through appeals. The public is not being made aware of this. But I'm telling you now. And you can follow me on my Substack, RyanDawson.org, because I'm going to have details every day. I'll be giving them the stew. I'll give them to whoever wants them, really. Because we need to move the needle on this. Girls were being raped by billionaires, by millionaires. Sometimes gang raped. Maxwell and Epstein like to team up on people. And it's not just them. The Israeli state, look up the case of Ari Shur, vice counsel in Brazil. They ran a prostitution ring of little kids, 8 and 9 year olds. Former IDF ran a ring in Colombia, got ran out, got replaced by a new Israeli. It continued. They had their little rape cruises. They had pamphlets in Hebrew for rape tourism. Come here, rape a kid. How many people saw this and didn't say anything? The government of Israel is a haven for Jewish criminals of any kind, but especially pedophiles. You can rape people, rape children, and then just flee to Israel. They won't extradite you. And you can live your life over there as long as you're not raping other Jews who they consider human. They don't care what you did in some other area to however many people. They don't care. Moshe Katsev got convicted of rape only because he raped 4 other Jews. Ehud Omar stuck his tongue up a journalist's nose. That's sexual assault. Ehud Barak, Prime Minister of Israel, met with Epstein that we know of 36 times. And he was introduced to him by Perez. The guy knew 4 Israeli prime ministers and a president of Israel. When Epstein got caught, he fled to Israel. When his sweetheart deal was being made, he wasn't even in the United States. He moved his money abroad and he moved his own keister abroad. He fled to Israel. As soon as the pressure was on him, where did he go? He went home. And they told him, no, you got to go back. Because in doing so, exonerated anyone who worked for him in any capacity. That was the deal. A deal that never should have been made. And it wasn't until rule change that they finally nabbed him in 2019. And he's getting a little too John Gotti. It's called the underworld for a reason. You don't put the limelight on yourself, and he did. And he got the Robert Maxwell treatment. They pushed one off a boat, and they hanged Epstein in his cell and called it suicide. And I'll tell you this about the overlapping minute, and it doesn't matter. He wasn't killed at midnight. They found him around 6:40 in the morning. So he'd been killed shortly before that. The stupid tape doesn't even go that far into the morning. And here's the other thing. There are cameras in the cells. There are two in each cell. Sometimes the prisoners cover them up because they're going to the bathroom in there or whatever. There are cameras in there. And they didn't say, oh, it had a cover on it or anything. They said, oh, they didn't work. You had allegedly a prior suicide attempt, although that's a mixed story because he said he got beat up. Oh, I just found him in the fetal position like this. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say that this super high-level criminal who's one floor below the people involved in 9/11 that are right upstairs, who had a suicide attempt. Right now, you don't have it. At this point, you didn't have his partners in crime in prison yet. So he's the only guy that has all the stories. And you're saying the camera in his cell didn't work, so you moved him off suicide watch. His roommate isn't there that night. And, oh, the camera's not working. And the guards don't do their rounds. Now, I imagine the guards probably often don't do their rounds. They're lazy and all that. But where are the cameras, plural, from inside his cell? Oh, they don't work. And what were those cameras doing when he either got beat up or hurt himself? Oh, it's missing. Wow. What a staggering mountain of coincidences. He got the Vince Foster. If he got Clintoned, that's what happened to him. That's a verb now. Even his own brother said he didn't kill himself. That means, well, for him to have been murdered, and it wasn't just not like some inmate fight, like it was murdered secretly, there must have been a motive. Gee, what did his brother know? Would you believe your brother was involved in international blackmail? And yeah, he could believe that. They killed him. He had a second autopsy, broken bone in his neck. And they just, oh yeah, they're going to lie. And if you're waiting for some authoritative source to come out on TV, you know, and read this list to you, that's never, ever going to happen. The list we got is what we got. And they're running down to get a statement from Maxwell. She's going to cut a deal or she's not going to open her mouth. They never offered her a deal. But I don't think Trump can pardon her. He will lose everybody and everything if he does that. If he pardons Glenn Maxwell, he's a kiddie fiddler. RFK took rides on Epstein planes. He's in the Trump administration. And he's an admitted sex addict. So let's put two together. He's a sex addict. Allegedly, his wife hanged herself after finding his journal and all his affairs. And what happens when you put a sex addict with sex freak that likes to pimp and create honey traps? Gee, I wonder why the first thing RFK does in the health ministry is try to declare anti-Semitism a mental disease and part of his department. I wonder why he's palling around with a dildo-selling rabbi who seems to know every world leader. Gee, Is he compromised? Does Jonestown want you to buy a Berkey? Yeah, he's compromised. Cash Patel dating someone 20 years younger or something. Is he compromised? Yeah, duh. This is how they operate. You get the donor class and the policing class. They're people that can do something about it. And then that's all you need. They got them. They have you by the shorties at that point. And Epstein would do that. He bribed the Palm Beach Police Department, Thunell LLC. He had two. He used to Gratitude America. Another one had some innocuous name, like Science Foundation or something. But he was giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to the police department. And so they would call ahead and let them know if there's a raid coming or a check. And of course, they'd clean out. And that's the other thing. There was no serious investigation. When they're talking about the file, come on. Nobody questioned Les Wexner. That would have been the first guy to go talk to. After they raided his New York properties, they waited for months, before they even looked at his other properties. Florida, New Mexico, the Virgin Islands, Paris. Those were cleaned out. It was like half a year before they looked at his Paris property. They got rid of every hair sample in that place before they looked at it. A proper sting would hit all his properties at once and say, hey, freeze, nobody in or out of these. We're going to check these properties. Nope. They had shredders. It was clear. They're like, okay, go ahead, get rid of everything. They wouldn't even submit into evidence the boxes of disc and recordings they had. That came about in Maxwell's trial. They never listen. They don't want you to know about the network. They just needed to get rid of him, and they did. And they shut her up. She saw what happened to him. They didn't even offer her a deal. That's the only reason she's alive. Had she been able to plea bargain, she would have, and then she would have slipped on a banana peel and broke her neck. But listen, they haven't gotten away with it. And Trump's base, you can pick on Trump all day. Go for it. Don't care. He's a Zionist. He's supporting genocide. Screw him. But let's remember, it was just as bad with Genocide Joe. And no one had even the smallest inkling of hope that he would do anything about Epstein. They're mad about Trump because they actually had expectations. It was so bad under Harris and Biden that nobody even had an expectation. He's lost his base. 40-point drop or something. No one's going to let go of this. They can go after Obama for Russiagate. Why not? Everyone's like, that's a distraction. I'm like, no, it's a crime. They should go after them for that. But it is not going to shake off this Epstein case. It will not. You have to hold their feet to the fire. Do not let go of this issue.
The frightening thing is that it's far more dark than what anyone would imagine.
We can't have a legitimate conversation if we don't include Epstein's victims. So we did.
I was taken to New Mexico, New York, Paris. People think that it was government officials having sex with underage girls, which is obviously terrible. But what was going on there, it seems, was a lot deeper and a lot darker.
I sat down with Juliet Bryant, an alleged Epstein survivor, and asked her those very important questions. You don't want to miss her answers.
And what you need to realize is that the world is being run by very, very evil people, and they're liars.
The entire country and really the entire world have watched as the United States government, led by Donald Trump and his Jew paymasters, have vanquished the Epstein story from the official narrative. They say that it never happened. They say there was no client list. They say there was no blackmail. They say that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. And again, everyone is talking about this. How can we have a legitimate conversation about Jeffrey Epstein if we're not including his victims in that conversation? That's a question that I've been asking myself and my team lately. And the answer to that is, we can't.
And I also want to know where the victims are, because a lot of them have been found dead. Like my friend Virginia Gifford was found dead. You know, and also Carolyn Adriano has been found dead. Ruslana, Lee Patrick, the list goes on. There are at least 7 Epstein victims who've been found dead.
That's a StuPeters.tv exclusive, which will air Friday, July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, StuPeters.tv, July 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know, it's actually pretty surprising how little discussion there is surrounding the potential negative side effects that things like Bluetooth and 5G and Wi-Fi can have on our bodies. These signals are everywhere. And they're not just harmless background noise, okay? They're EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and research confirms that they're damning to our bodies. They actually disrupt the way that our cells are designed to work. Did you know that research actually confirms that EMFs may open calcium channels in our cells? So imagine like a little door that lets calcium flood in, which puts your cells under constant stress. And this is where magnesium comes in. It helps to close those doors. It keeps the calcium in check, helps your nervous system stay calm. The problem is most of us don't get enough magnesium, and when your body is constantly bombarded by EMFs, your magnesium rate skyrockets, meaning that you use it up faster than you can replace it. Then you go to the big box store and get a magnesium supplement, but most of them only use one or two basic forms that your body really can't absorb. That's why I use and suggest Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. It's the only mag supplement on the market with all 7 critical essential forms of magnesium designed for real absorption. So your body actually gets what it needs to handle stress and sleep better and stay balanced in a world full of stimulation. Support the calm and the clarity and the resilience that you need in this wireless age. Go to bioptimizers.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters to save 10%. There's even a 365 guarantee, so there's no risk to try it. And if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts and free gifts, you will also make sure that your monthly supply is guaranteed. This stuff is flying off the shelves. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/StuPeters, bioptimizers.com/StuPeters.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be at minimum agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God go self. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
Welcome to SPN Store. Gear up and speak for truth. Support uncensored journalism with exclusive SPN merch for the Stu Crew. Limited edition tees, wear your values loud and clear.
exclusive hoodies. Stay comfortable while backing the truth. Shop now and stand proud at spnstore.com. Fast shipping, Patriot owned and limited runs. Don't miss out.